This is Dr. Rohini Raghupati, dictating on Mary Revilla, last name Revilla, R-E-V-I-L-L-A, date of birth 6-1-41, date of visit 6-26-22. This is an 82-year-old Hispanic woman who is here for transition of care from hospital discharge. History of presenting illness, patient was taken to the emergency room by her son after she had a fall on 6-7-23. She was admitted for observation. Prior to that, she had seen Dr. Dave, who had ordered a urine for a culture. And apparently, the results came in when she was in the hospital. Son does not think she got any antibiotics during that admission. She was discharged home, and even before she could get home, patient was complaining of not feeling well. He took her home anyway and thought that she will get better, but she did not get any better, and hence he took her back to the Caldwell emergency room on June the 13th. They did find that patient had a persistent UTI and admitted her. She did receive IV antibiotics, and she was discharged home on the 19th. The nurse, office nurse here, Lisa, did contact the family and the hospital for hospital records on the 20th. An appointment was made for patient to be seen in the office today, the 23rd of June. Patient says that she feels better for the most part, thinks that she may have minimal urinary symptoms now. She has a chronic history of anxiety and depression, period. She also on multiple medications. She's also on has a history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, and chronic back pain. Her pain now is localized to the mid-back with radiation of the pain to the right side of her lower lumbar above lumbar area. She has established with a pain clinic in Temple, Texas. She's scheduled for a visit there on this Friday, June the 30th, and then she will be scheduled for injection therapy. The son states that she did feel better when she was on gabapentin 3 milligrams twice a day, but apparently Dr. Dave did not want her to stay on that medication since she feels that is further fogging her mind. Current medications include Lipitor 10 milligrams one a day. Neurontin is on hold. Levothyroxine 50 micrograms one a day. Zestril 20 milligrams daily, Remeron 15 milligrams in AM and 30 milligrams in PM, Pepcid 20 milligrams twice a day, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams four times a day. Sun did state that they tried to discontinue her Clonopin in the hospital and she became more sick, and so they put her back on it. Patient on examination, patient walked in with a walker. She's 5 feet tall, weight is 146.8 pounds, blood pressure is 146 over 76, pulse 68 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 97.2, BMI 28. She is right-handed, no history of smoking, drinking, or drug use. She's allergic to penicillin. Her last Clonopin refill was done on the May the 30th. On exam, patient is awake and calm. Head normocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JP not distended, lungs clear to auscultation, no wheezing, ronchi or ALS, heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm, extremities trace pre-tibial edema. I did review her hospital discharge summary. Her discharge summary has some medications like Norvasc 5 milligrams daily, which the son states that was discontinued by Dr. Dave. She's also showing that she's on Neurontin 300 milligram BID, which he has not started either because of Dr. Dave's recommendation. She's also supposed to be on Zoloft 100 milligrams once a day. Um, this patient is able to get in and out of bed, is able to walk within the home with a walker. She's able to groom herself, feed herself. She just needs some supervision for toileting. She is on sertraline 100 milligrams a day as per the office records too. She did score high for her anxiety and depression screening, which she has a chronic history of. We will make a referral to Accent Home Health in Brenham. She will return to office to see Dr. Dave in a month. They will call the office soon if they have any other problems meanwhile.